Make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We walk in darkness when the words that we use do not build others up. As we begin our worship today, we do well by recognizing our poor choice in words. Too often our words have brought people low so that we can simply feel better about ourselves. Let's take some time in silence to reflect upon our past mistakes with those words. We take a moment for silent reflection. Let us confess together. We confess, O Lord, that we have fallen short. We are guilty of sharing words that hurt instead of words that build up. We are guilty, too, of not using comforting words when we should. As we work in your kingdom, we sometimes think that we can make little influence. The truth is that we can. We thank you for your promise of forgiveness. We also ask that we see you in a new way today. You are generous with grace. You have compassion for all. Isaiah 55 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." God's amazing and generous grace is hard for us to imagine. The good news is that he gives it to you freely today in the forgiveness of sins. I announce God's grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Please rise for our opening hymn of praise.